You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Help Us Zero. That's 844-HELP-US-ZERO. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
A new study finds the majority of people don't understand the information provided on sunscreen labels.
So certainly we need labels that are more understandable. There's been a recent change in labels. This reflected those recent changes, and people still don't understand what they mean.
Dr. Melissa Piliang with the Cleveland Clinic explains that the results of the study show less than half of the people in the study knew that the SPF value determined if the sunscreen protects against skin cancer. Researchers say some changes may be in store for sunscreen labels to help us better understand the information. Dr. Piliang with the Cleveland Clinic says improved labels would be beneficial.
We definitely need changes to our sunscreen. We also, as consumers, need to educate ourselves on what we're looking for. You want at least an SPF of 30 to 50 range, broad spectrum, water resistant. Those are the three most important things.
The apartment balcony in Berkeley, California that collapsed and killed six people was decorative and not designed for a crowd. Former longtime member of Berkeley's Design Review Committee says the balcony at the apartment complex was designed for one person. Six students fell to their deaths Tuesday when the fourth-floor balcony gave way during a party. The $10 bill is getting a new face. The Treasury Department announced Wednesday that a woman's face will appear on the currency starting in 2020. Alexander Hamilton is currently pictured on the tin, and the department says he will not go away. He will either be pictured on the other side of the bill or will appear on a separate series of tins. If you like what you hear, please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us online at usaheadlinenews.com for more special interest stories, news, and headlines. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning at 11:03. It is 64 drizzly degrees in Flemington. And the forecast for today is a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 73. Tonight, there's another chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low of 63. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 84. Saturday, there's another chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 88. And the weekend finishes out with showers and thunderstorms likely, cloudy with a high near 81.
Need promotional products to promote your business or organization?
We can help.
We have thousands of products to choose from, and we can put your name or logo on it.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Wimber and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. I just realized if I talk slower, I probably get the timing of the show would be better. Okay. I don't know. I'm not looking to fill pauses. Never mind, Jennifer. On today's show, we'll give you a recap of last Saturday's HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, including a list of the winners. Our Museum Pass program has added a few new options just in time for summer. Jennifer says Don't break someone's heart. They only have one. Break their bones. They have 206. Our summer concert series schedule, a flower show at the North County Branch Library, and more. Today's library show. So why, this is the fifth time I've heard that it's the anniversary of Waterloo in the last 24 hours. Why is Waterloo so popular?
It's not popular. It was the battle at which Napoleon was defeated.
But everybody knows about it, and everybody knows it's the anniversary of it. It was in my Today in History, and that's been ruined.
I'm sorry. Well, this is sort of nostalgic for us.
By the way, this is ABBA. If Kara was listening, she'd be very happy. She loves this song. Get a little history about this song, Jennifer. ABBA was a no-name group, and they entered this world music contest where every country around the world enters a song. I don't know if they still do it anymore or not, but this was in the 70s. So every country enters a group and a song, and then they vote for the best song, and ABBA entered Waterloo.
Really?
And won the contest.
Huh.
A little trivia, and that's how they got their start. Where were we? Oh, Waterloo. So,
it's the 200th anniversary, of the Battle of Waterloo, at which Napoleon was defeated.
And why is this still so topical?
Well, because it was 200 years ago, and, you know, bicentennial.
Everybody loves bicentennial.
Everybody loves a bicentennial.
Trivia, it doesn't matter what it is?
Pretty much. But, I mean, defeating Napoleon the Little General was a pretty big thing, and after that he was exiled to the island of Elba. But Waterloo has really made it into popular culture.
As a definition for,
right, obviously,
meeting your fate. Or
correct. The book Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell is a fantasy novel in which the Battle of Waterloo is described from a point of view of a magician who aids the Duke of Wellington. And that's actually being made into a movie. Bernard Cornwell, who's a very famous fictional historian, did Sharpe's Waterloo.
What is the best movie out there right now if I wanted to learn more about Napoleon, etc.? Is there a movie about Napoleon ever made?
I don't really know. It in Les Mis.
That was before Napoleon, I believe.
No, 1915.
1915 was Waterloo? No.
1815.
Les Mis was before that, I think, or wasn't it? I don't know.
After his death, but before Jean Valjean arrives, Victor Hugo recounts his visit to the battlefield in 1861.
Oh, maybe it was 1860s Les Miserables.
Vanity Fair.
You have a lot about this, don't you?
I do. I'm just looking through.
Here's a disclaimer to all our listeners. Hang in there.
In Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, they do water loops, a fictitious water park.
That's clever. I like that.
You like that? I'm trying to look for something interesting.
So this is all Waterloo trivia.
There's not
You're
really
giving
trivia.
Me Waterloo it's trivia?
Not really. There have been a lot of games. Like video games, Waterloo, board games, PC games.
About Waterloo?
Mm-hmm.
Not heard of any of them.
Really? What is Waterloo?
Is it a place?
It's a place near Belgium.
It's still there?
Well, it's in present-day Belgium.
So Waterloo's like a city name or something?
Yes.
Or a name of an area? You don't really know. You're just guessing me off.
It was fought near Waterloo in present-day
Actually,
Belgium.
One of our circulation staff members, Daphne, what's her last name?
Bainbridge
is an expert on Napoleon and Waterloo. She knew all the other generals' names off the top of her head last night, and I was impressed.
Yes.
Is your husband a Napoleonic War buff?
We actually have a Napoleon display in our living room right now.
You do?
With all our books on Waterloo and the Duke of Wellington and Napoleon.
You do that like at your house in honor of like certain events?
Mm-hmm.
Like this will come down next week and another one will go up?
No, another one won't go up necessarily. But on Trafalgar Day, all the books on Nelson come out.
Just a party a minute at the Winbury household.
And actually, the other thing that comes out on Trafalgar Day are, you're lucky I didn't ask you to make me pictures like I did for the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Trafalgar. But we bring those out too that day.
Interesting.
Another layer of the onion, Jim Thatch.
Good
Tell
Lord.
Me about the art show.
The Outdoor Art Show, do you want to start with that? Now, let's start with the program last night, and we'll talk more in depth about the art show, because I want to name the winners.
Okie dokie.
To all our listeners, in case they know them, and they can call them and congratulate them. But last night, we had the Matt Richards Power Jazz Trio visit us for the first time ever at the Hunterdon County Library, and I must say, I was impressed. I was describing on this show in previous weeks as not your grandfather's jazz, mm-hmm. and it was a different kind of jazz. It seemed almost ad-lib like the whole time, and he was very good.
Good.
And the audience was appreciative. I understand you had a program yesterday afternoon as well.
Yesterday morning, we're continuing the wellness series with Hunterdon in Integrative Medicine, and we had a Reiki program.
And what is Reiki?
It's the power of touch. It's not quite massage. It's more touching on pressure points.
Acupuncture?
No, that's sticking needles in you. That's next Wednesday at 11 o'clock.
But that's the power of touch too, Jennifer.
It is. But this is this is like your hand, like putting your hands on a person.
Okay. Next Wednesday, Jennifer mentioned acupuncture with Tamara Barisha. It'll be at 11 a.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. This program is free and open to the public. You can call Ashley at 788-25. Who's Ashley?
Ashley Baker is from Hunterdon Integrative Medicine.
Just go to our webpage, aclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar to get more information on this program as well as all of our other programs. Since you're on the internet already, obviously, you can follow along at home. Sing along with Mitch Miller.
There you go. And tonight, there's a movie at the library.
Oh, good. What is it?
American Sniper.
Is it really American Sniper this time?
I believe so. I believe it has arrived.
Okay, keep going, Jennifer.
So tonight at 6 o'clock at the Headquarters Library, 788-1434. I'm pretty sure there's still room, but give a call just to make sure. And then Tuesday night, if you're a friend of the Hunterdon County Library at the North County Branch Library, the Friends Book Group will be discussing Life After Life by Kate Atkinson at 7 o'clock.
Have you read it?
I have not. She's on my list of people I'm going to read when I retire. My sister does a blog. My sister, who's a nun, and the blog posting that came out yesterday said, why are you smiling? Said that her best thing about her novitiate year was she got to read for an entire year. So when I retire, I'm going to read for an entire year.
I was just thinking, my wife told me a book she just read. She said it was the best book she ever read, and I can't remember the title. I wanted to tell you.
Email her. Email her. Will she answer you?
I don't know.
Text her during the break.
Okay, I will. How about we have a break right now?
Do we have any more programs coming up this week?
Not next week. Okay. I'm not this week that I know of, that I have in front of me, I should say. We have a piano concert in North County Branch, but that's next Thursday. It technically doesn't count. Okay. We can talk about that next Thursday.
All right. Well, then we will go to a break, and you can text your wife, because I really want to know what the best book she ever read was.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the huntingchamberradio.com app today.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Right now we'd like to do the song that was recorded several years ago by a group of singers who are very inspirational for our careers because they influenced Brian Wilson and his writing. Their group is the Four Freshmen. And their song that we like to sing right now is called Graduation Day.
Could have done with that the introduction there, Jennifer, but
I wouldn't give me a little notice to find something.
I thought I did.
Can't tell what it stands.
The Beach Boys singing Graduation Day, because as we speak, Jennifer, Hunterdon Central, if not, it got canceled.
No, they moved it to 1 o'clock.
How do you know that? How can they do that? All these people had lunch reservations and things.
They know it's a possibility.
Wow. Okay, so 1 o'clock is the central graduation, which I'm glad they're still holding it outside, because then they don't
have to... They're having it outside?
Yes. And I saw people... I think you're incorrect about that.
I don't know. All I know is Joan said they had changed it to 1 o'clock. Then our kid's going to miss graduation.
I saw a picture on Facebook of someone sitting in the stands this morning.
All right, then I guess they just, I don't know.
All right. Jennifer's muddled things as usual.
I just know what I was saying.
I'm going to go with graduation. I had a text from someone who was sitting there too, Jennifer.
Right.
Now you've thrown me off the thing. So as we speak, 100 essential graduates are walking, are doing their walk and receiving their diplomas. So congratulations to all graduates of 2015 from Hunterdon Central High School. Actually, all high schools, Jennifer. You can't just... Very special day. Do you remember your graduation day?
I do. We graduated.
You what?
We graduated.
Jennifer just doesn't care.
We graduated.
And then what did you do? Did you go to a party that night?
We went to O'Connor's on 22.
What's that?
It was a restaurant. It was right before the 287 interchange.
Okay. Did you get a gift for your graduation?
I think I got cash.
You just, it stays just, you didn't register. It's a big day in your life.
It did.
It doesn't look like it.
I think I got cash.
You know much more about Waterloo than you know about your own graduation day. Or Trafalgar Day. something's not right there. Something happened on graduation day.
Nothing happened on graduation
that,
day.
That marred you.
Nothing happened.
Your high school sweetheart went away to college. I don't know why.
Nothing as far as I know.
I can always tell when you're being evasive, Jennifer.
I'm not being evasive. I just don't really remember. I think I just got cash.
So I'm glad, even though despite the bad weather, they're holding it outside. That means all the grandparents and siblings can attend too. I never liked that. They should find a venue where you can fit everyone. Like, for example, when I graduated, we held it at the Garner State Arts Center. Was yours on the football field at 100 and Central, Jennifer?
Yes. It was. Yeah, I don't know what the 1 o'clock thing is.
All right, well, this is just riveting conversation. Thank you for really jumping into the pool here with me talking about graduation. I appreciate that.
I guess, no, if it had been delayed or indoor, it would have been at 1 o'clock. But they were going to try and go it, and they did go it.
Now I see, because you feel like I upstaged you because you were wrong.
I'm just curious how I misunderstood the message.
It's okay, Jennifer.
So that's how.
So congratulations to all 100 and Central graduates.
Oh, that's pretty well interesting. Done. They have pictures of 2011 on the news.
Let me personally give a shout out to Tiffany Simanchik, a daughter of my friend Scott, who's graduating today and going to Johnson & Wales University.
Oh, nice.
And Jimmy Connolly, son of my friend Jim Connolly, going to Cornell.
Very nice. Rhode Island and New York?
Cornell,
Vermont?
New York, yes. That is correct.
Very nice. Good. Congratulations.
Okay, and now it's time for that special game. Jennifer doesn't have the music ready, so she's going to...
You told me we're going to do it.
She's going to hum it.
All right, just go.
It's today in history. Today is June 18th, 2015. At this time of our show every week, I ask Jennifer some trivia questions. I'm going to scratch the Waterloo question.
How could you think I didn't know that?
Sick of Waterloo. This is my water. This could be the Waterloo for this game. Okay, Jennifer, June 18th. Let's go all the way back to 1178 on this date, which I still debate whether I guess in 1178 there was a June 18th. Five Canterbury monks saw the Giordano Bruno crater formed. What is the Giordano Bruno crater?
Did a meteor hit the Earth, hit Europe?
Incorrect. They witnessed a meteor hit the moon.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And the crater can still be seen, I guess, with a telescope. They said, like, the moon exploded with fire, like that part and stuff like that.
Oh,
wow. So it was a pretty significant event.
Yes.
And history and, I guess, research has backed up this claim by the five Canterbury monks. So that happened today, 1178.
Hmm.
1873, Jennifer. Susan B. Anthony is fined $100 on this date for trying to do what? What did she do and got fined $100?
Did she try to vote?
She tried to vote in the 1872 presidential election. Interesting. $100. That's probably a lot of money back then.
It was a lot of money back then.
1940, Jennifer, on this date, who gave the finest hour speech? Going right into military history for you.
I know.
Your wheelhouse.
FDR? No.
Winston Churchill. You like rattled over there. Don't worry about that. You thought that graduation was at 1 o'clock. It's okay. I've moved on.
I've moved on also.
Okay, Jennifer. And finally, on this date in 1983, who became the first American woman in space?
Sally Ride.
That is correct. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, and now, who was born or died on this date? I think this is fairly easy today.
Who was born on this date in 2000?
So a 15-year-old kid? So your cousin, nephew.
My friend Adrian's son, Trevor. Happy birthday, Trevor.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you. I didn't know that one, Jennifer. You got me, stumped me.
There you go.
Robert Mondavi was born on this date in 1913. Robert Mondavi.
Is he a winemaker?
That is correct. Very good. Do you like Mondavi wine?
I don't really drink American wine.
All right. If you miss this one, Kara will personally come down to the studio and shoot you.
That's not a nice thing to say. Your daughter would never shoot anyone except with a camera.
If you miss this one. June 18th, 1942. Paul McCartney was born.
He's a Beatle, Sir Paul McCartney. Wings.
Very good. My daughter just saw him in concert in London. That's why she would. Okay, born on this date in 1949, Jennifer, Chris Van Allsburg.
He wrote Jumanji, the Midnight Polar Express.
Very good.
Author and illustrator.
Correct. 1952, Carol Kane is born. Carol Kane.
She was.
You know
her. She was on Taxi. She was a comedian. Oh, what the heck was her name on her character name on Taxi? She was from some made up.
I'm marking it correct.
Country. What the heck was her name? Character name on.
She was Latka's wife.
She was Latka's wife, but what was her name?
I think her name was Simca.
Simca, yes.
And then finally, Jennifer died today, sadly, in 2011. The big man from the E Street Band.
Clarence Clemons.
Correct.
Oh, no. Well, you gave it backwards.
I didn't give you his name. I just gave you his nickname.
Yeah.
And you gave me his name.
His sex player.
You're very easily confused today, Jennifer.
I am.
Okay, that's today in history.
That's it?
That's all I had.
Wow.
Waterloo kind of just threw me off.
Let it go, Jim.
Not a lot of 200 anniversaries today. So what else is 200? I don't understand this. Everybody just doesn't matter what if it's a bicentennial, people will just celebrate it?
Pretty much, or commemorate it, yeah. You don't really celebrate Napoleon's defeat.
I
bet some people are.
The
right.
Dutch do, or wherever he was trying to.
Yeah, it was part of the United Kingdom. Netherlands at the time.
So then what happened to Napoleon after that? Did Elba, why didn't they just execute him?
I don't know. They just exiled him to Elba.
Why? Don't they usually execute people like that? Back in those times in France,
they do it currently.
Used the guillotine on everybody back then. He got spared the.
Yeah.
Spare the rod and spoil the child?
He was a military genius.
Was he?
Yeah.
So how big did his empire become? Did he like overreach? What is? I don't know anything about Napoleon.
He was trying to conquer Europe one country at a time.
And they finally, who stopped them finally?
The Duke of Wellington.
And that was England?
Yes. And there still is a Duke of Wellington. It's a title. And there is a current Duke of Wellington. Who was a descendant of that Duke of Wellington.
Did Napoleon have any kids? Does he have offspring or
his
descendants?
Wife, of course, yes. And I almost think his son lived in Bordentown. There's a story that his son lived in Bordentown, New Jersey. That there's a Bordentown connection with Napoleon's son.
Sounds like people claiming to be the Lindbergh baby. Doesn't it, Jennifer?
It does, but.
All right, it's 11:31. It's halfway through our show. Let me give you a quick update on the weather. Which, oh no, it's gone, but I think I can remember. Today it's going to rain, but I believe it's going to clear up. Tomorrow's supposed to be nice. I'm just going to wing it here, Jennifer. Okay. Saturday, I think, is the best day of the weekend, as it's looking right now. So anyone who had planned the graduation parties for that day, I think you're in luck. Sunday is supposed to be a washout. I believe we have heavy thunderstorms on Sunday. And then Monday, I believe it clears up again. So Saturday, if you're planning to do anything outdoors, Saturday is your day. Of course, Sunday is Father's Day. I was planning on taking my father through the Monmouth Park.
Is that for you or for your father?
He likes it too.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, or I'll do whatever he wants. We can't golf.
No.
That would probably be his other choice. But golfing on Father's Day is not a good proposition because every father picks that to do. You don't want to do that. What about you? What are you doing for your father?
My father will be in Denver.
Really?
He's flying there right now. They stopped in Chicago to pick up my sister. Her friend is getting married, and he's going to marry her on Saturday.
How come you didn't go?
I wasn't invited. Well. I don't know this woman.
So
he won't be returning from Denver until Monday.
So it's a nice Father's Day in the Rockies.
Yes. Actually, I went and saw him Monday. I brought him a very special ladle.
I don't even going to ask, Jennifer. I'm going to leave it right there.
Okie dokie.
Because I don't want to know.
Okay.
Am I starting to make you angry?
No.
Okay, we mentioned the Outdoor Art Show was last Saturday at the top of the show. I'd like to list all the winners for you. Jennifer, it was a wonderful day. Jennifer was there. What was your impression?
It was nice. It was nice. You guys got really lucky with the weather because it was really close. It was really touch and go there for a while.
It was. In the very early morning, it clouded up. Actually, it coincided with Jennifer coming outside. Clouded up quickly. The wind started blowing. Jennifer went back inside, and miraculously, the clouds cleared.
There you go.
Of course, Jennifer used to be able to do that with the weather. I don't think you do that anymore, Jennifer. Well, I think your attitude has changed.
Thank you, Jim. I did pretty good with the weather.
You're
it's winter.
You have a more bubbly personality than you used to. I'd even call it effervescent. What's that word? Effervescent?
Really?
Effervescent?
If you say
is
so.
Is that a word people use commonly?
I don't believe so. Usually when they're talking about Schweppes ginger ale.
That's effervescent?
Yes.
But a person can't be effervescent, Jennifer?
They can't be.
Okay, so we had Acoustic Road performing live. They were very popular with the artists and the people attending the show as well. We had what else did we have, Jennifer? We had 60 local artists showing their work on snow fences on the library lawn. And here were the winners, Jennifer. We had three categories. We had 12 first place winners. In the professional category, Jennifer, the winners were Kathleen Zwizanski, Darcy Holzer, Elaine Walton, and Shara Shupsky. Shara Shupsky actually was the best in show winner 1 or 2 years ago. I think maybe it was last year. And then the adult amateur category first place winners were Rosemary Helm, Jack Musig, Kazu Hayashi, who was a 100th Central graduate and is now attending RVCC now, and Alexander Neckel, who is the son of Rich Neckel, one of our circulation staff members. He did a lot of abstract. What are you doing over there?
I'm listening to you. I was looking to see if the names were on Facebook and to see if the video had been uploaded to the website yet.
The video of the art show?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The student category first place winners, Jennifer, were Annalie Tryon, Liana Bonacorsi. Is that any relation to the Bonacorsi farm over there?
I would think so.
Zoe Rishaway and Sarah Brent. And then we had a Public's Choice Award this year, which was very popular, and it was won by Robert Oppenheimer.
Any relation?
To who? The guy with the nuclear bomb?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. And the Best in Show winner, Jennifer, was a woman named Colleen McKenzie.
Very nice.
She did a very interesting thing where she painted on, like, paneled wood, like chairs. It was very unique, actually. So congratulations to all the winners. Another successful outdoor art show. I'd like to thank Linda Sadebski, Joan Sable, and Cheryl Grotchian for all their hard work in making the show a success. And for Judge Ken Vyeth, I believe you pronounce his name.
And Judge Jim Thatch.
And photographer Carolina Thatch. And, of course, Acoustic Road for providing the soundtrack to a wonderful day under the trees. Actually, the weather, even though it warmed up under those trees, it was probably 15 degrees cooler. So it was actually perfect under there. Richard Gerstner, he won an honorable mention this year. He's starting to draw shoes.
Yeah, I don't.
Boots and sneakers.
Whatever.
I love how the direction he goes in, though. He did carousel horses at one time, and
yes.
Rural landscape is another big thing of his. What else has he gotten on to?
He has a series of cityscapes, like the Village Cigars. On the corner of Sheridan Square, near Christopher Street downtown, and you got a message.
Very good. Here is the book title from my wife, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
She highly recommends this book, Jennifer, A Little Life, a novel.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
I don't believe I have. Let's find out about it.
Okay. You look it up while I keep talking, Jennifer.
You keep talking.
We're also starting to collect the businesses for our discounts with your library card promotion, which we do every September at the Huntington County Library. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month. The Huntington County Library and the Flemington Free Public Library are partnering with local businesses to promote the importance of having a library card. During the month of September, when a customer presents their library card at your business, I'm talking to local business people now, Jennifer, that are listening, that want to participate in this great promotion, they will receive a predetermined discount or giveaway of your choosing. For example, 10% off or buy one, get one free, etc. Participation for local businesses, Jennifer, is free. The library provides advertising and promotional materials, which include brochures, posters, and links on our website. Press releases are sent to various newspapers, including the Democrat, etc. Registration is very easy, Jennifer. Actually, did I send this to Amy Jo yet? It's on our webpage. I'll have to do that when I get back. So starting tomorrow morning, you can go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There'll be a link right on the homepage for the form that you need to fill out as a business owner to give to us so we can include you in this promotion. It's been wildly popular. For how many years have we been doing this now, Jennifer?
Five
or six years. We've been getting more businesses every year. I actually got a call from J. Jill the other day, and they're in, Jennifer.
That's great.
Where is J. Jill? What is J. Jill?
It's a women's clothing store. It's over in those new shops of Flemington behind off of Rayville Road.
Oh, okay. Very good. So once again, this is discounts with your library card promotion. And I believe the deadline to send us your form that you want to participate is, I think you have till the end of July, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So hopefully Jim Gannot, who has taken care of business after this show, participates every year. So that should tell you all you need to know right there.
One of the
business pillars of this community, Jim Gannot. Okay, Jennifer, I'm done.
You're finished? How can you be finished already?
Because I thought you wanted to say something.
I didn't.
You want me to just keep talking?
You can. You want to talk about the...
I thought you were going to talk about this book.
Oh, the book. It's A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihari. It's 800 pages long.
Is it really?
It's huge. Four classmates...
A Little Life, not a little book.
No. When four classmates from a small college town in Massachusetts moved to New York to make their way, they are broke, adrift, and buoyed only by their friendship and ambition. Their greatest challenge, each comes to realize, is Jude himself, a terrifying, talented litigator, yet an increasingly broken man, his mind and body scarred by an unspeakable childhood and haunted by what he fears is a degree of trauma
That doesn't look like the right book.
How it doesn't look like the right book?
Let me ask Lori who the author was.
How does it not look like the right book?
For some reason, I thought the cover was different. I'll ask you who the author was. That's an easy correction. But I want to say that my wife really, she rarely goes off about how much she likes a book.
What did she say about it?
Just how incredible it was and how best book she's read in a long time, and she wants to reread it immediately. So I guess say anytime like Jennifer or like my wife says something like that about a book, you've got to read it.
Aww,
what was the last book you said that about?
I can't tell you because it doesn't come out until September.
Never heard about that. What? Oh, not again. Jennifer.
Jim.
How about the book before that then, Jennifer?
Let me see what... We have an adult summer reading club, blogspot.com, that is very active right now.
Just changing the subject.
No, I'm getting there. With all kinds of reviews from the books that the people from the Summer Reading Club are reading.
Okay. Any life-changing books in there, Jennifer?
Not particularly.
Why don't you read a review or two?
That's what I'm... Oh, of those? Yes. I'm looking for one that got...
Well, wait. Take your time.
I'm looking for one that... I Shouldn't Be Telling You This by Kate White. I am motivated and inspired after reading this career advice book by Kate White, editor-in-chief of Cosmopolitan. She provides useful tips that relate mostly to young women just beginning their journey into the working world. She's quirky and relatable, while expressing her tried and true advice.
Who wrote this review?
Chrissy Reed. Chrissy Reed's. And Kate White has a new book that has just come out, a novel.
Who'd you say was the author of A Little Life or whatever? Hanya somebody?
Yep.
Okay, that's it. Sorry.
That's it. Kate White has also just come out with a new book, The Wrong Man, a novel of suspense. So what's another... that's another good review on here.
There's some. Let's hear a bad review. Is there a bad review?
There's one for Leaving Time by Jodi Picoult.
Mm-hmm.
And Jodi Picoult's, again, another wildly popular author. And I had never read a book by her before, so I thought I'd read this one.
This is your bad review.
No, this isn't my bad review, but somebody else agreed with me. It's all these characters. There's a young woman, I guess she's a preteen, whose mother worked with elephants. And the young woman is pretty certain her mother is dead, but she died in Africa, and she doesn't really know what happened to her. So she hires a private eye to find her mother. And the stories about the elephants are just fascinating, and the people living among the elephants and studying the elephants. But then when you get to the end, you go, really? You feel kind of cheated when the big reveal happens. And Ada felt that way about it.
Did you like the book Water for Elephants?
I did not read it because I don't like circus books.
Just in general. The movie, I'll tell you what, the movie was excellent.
Was it really?
Yes.
Circus books I do not like, but Sarah Gruen, who wrote Water.
How do you know you don't like circus books?
I've never read one.
Have you read one and it's like never again?
I didn't like Water for Elephants. I didn't like Toby Tyler back in fourth grade. I didn't like...
What is it about the circus?
I don't know.
Have you ever been to the circus?
I have.
What is the other taboo topic, Jennifer, for books? This is interesting. Let's write this down. No circuses.
That's about it.
That's about it. It's just circuses.
If it's about a circus, I'm not likely to read it. Usually... books with beheadings, I don't read those either, especially.
How do you know? Until you're reading the book.
Know, but,
what is the name of a book with a beheading in it?
Well, I can't think of something. I'm sure with Mary Queen of Scots. Although I did read A Tale of Two Cities, and it starts.
Does it?
With the guillotine, yes.
Circuses and beheadings, taboo books in Jennifer's list.
There you go. No, circus is really the big one.
Well, there's not many books written about circuses, but I would think that'd be a pretty fruitful topic. I mean, that's a very interesting. The carnival life is a fascinating life, like gypsy nomad type.
Yeah.
Traveling. That does not entertain you at all.
The circus does.
You like mysteries? I would think that would be the perfect mystery setting.
Yeah, it would be, but I don't like circuses.
See, something happened at a circus when you were
younger.
I don't
think so.
Uh-oh, see? Any psychologists listening? What's our phone number, Jennifer? They'll get this out of you. Any hypnotists?
908-237-0410.
Do you have a lot of repressed memories?
I probably have a lot of repressed memories. I have a lot of memories that need to be repressed.
How can you have repressed memories growing up in Tinton Falls? Nothing ever happens there.
No, you know, last week I had a sales rep visiting me, and she had to go up to North Jersey, and she up to, I think, Patterson, and she was a little afraid to go. And that was right after there had been an incident in the Lyndhurst Library. So she said, well, I'm going to Tinton Falls after that. And I said, oh, you'll be fine. But there had been an accident on the Garden State Parkway, and the people in the accident, like, ran off into the woods. So they did a lockdown in the schools at Tinton Falls.
That's probably the most excitement that stands had in 100 years.
I know. What can I say?
You ever go back to Tinton Falls? Has it changed?
I lived in Shrewsbury.
Oh, Shrewsbury.
Not New Shrewsbury. It was New Tinton Falls was New Shrewsbury back when I lived there. They've built up a lot of places.
Yeah.
But some of it's still the same. And I'm friends on Facebook with a couple people, and one of the women's daughters plays softball in the same field she and her mother and I used to play softball on.
With
like the same
softball
league.
Right by the Annie Says, that softball
yeah.
field?
Yeah, you know it?
Yeah,
yes.
I used to play softball there too sometimes.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, we played in the softball league there.
Obviously not many softball fields, and it's a perfect example. I think you just made my point. At Tinton Falls. All the action happens on that one softball field in town.
Well, that's so funny.
What was the name of the road that you lived on?
We lived on the corner of Patterson Avenue, which was where the softball field was, and Birch Drive.
Oh, yeah?
Right by the railroad tracks.
Oh. Cool.
Yep.
All right, Jennifer, it's 11:40. I think we have more commercial break, don't we?
We certainly do. We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gannot will be joining you in 7 minutes to take care of business.
And we kept our promise, Jennifer. I made a promise to myself that we would never say dads and grads on this show.
You just did.
Well, I had to make the point.
I see.
Don't like that saying. I think it's lazy.
Okay.
Where am I going with this? All right, let me, Jennifer was going to talk about museum passes in a moment, so hang on. Just want to mention that our summer concert series, our free outdoor concerts at the Hunterdon County Library are coming up starting July 8th. We have three concerts this year, all start at 6:30 p.m. We'll open with the Summer Swing Orchestra on July 8th. These are outdoor concerts. Bring a blanket or chair. And then a picnic, if you want, and non-alcoholic beverages. In case of inclement weather, Jennifer, unfortunately, the first two concerts, because of the size of the bands, will have to be canceled. The second concert will be on Wednesday, July 22nd. The Blauenberg Band, a community Sousa big brass band. You don't want to miss that, especially very patriotic. They'll be Wednesday, July 22nd, 6:30 p.m. Unfortunately, if it rains, it will be canceled. So we'll try to keep Jennifer away from the library on those 2 days. And then finally, an audible sigh from Jennifer. British Invasion and American Response conclude our summer concert series on Wednesday, August 5th at 6:30 p.m. I know Jennifer always wishes for rain on that day because she says she likes the vibe.
Oh, it's my husband.
When they move indoors. But Jennifer, they're going to have 500 people there, so we can't do that.
No, I know.
So that's Wednesday, August 5th. This is Summer Concert Series. Go on our webpage, hclibrary.us. And there's a link right on our homepage. You can click on that for the full flyer. Print it out, put it on your fridge so you don't miss any one of these three great bands. And I'm done, Jennifer.
You were finished? Okay. Well, we have some new museum passes, one of which is the Battleship New Jersey. And you would go to our website, hclibrary.us, and on the homepage on the list, click on Museums Passes. And then if you want to see what the pass offers, click on Reserve a Pass by Museum. And it gives a list of all our museums. Battleship New Jersey admits 2 adults and 3 children under the age of 18. It offers guided audio tours. Along the way, guests will hoist projectiles, load powder bags, plot a firing solution on the analog computer.
Guests will hoist projectiles.
Yes. But
it's a little vague.
I know. Well, and the other thing that's vague is there's 3 levels of tickets available at the New Jersey Battleship New Jersey. And I'm unclear which one our pass, it doesn't say on our website which
we'll
our pass.
We'll have to clarify that.
Yes, I will. I will find out. And the battleship is located on the Camden waterfront. It is adjacent to the aquarium, Susquehanna Bank Center, and Campbell's Field. But the Battleship New Jersey Museum Pass only covers the battleship.
I'm thinking the Intrepid. That's the one in New York.
That's the one in
New York. And the battlefield is by Philadelphia, the
Correct.
New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It should have been in Bayonne, but that's another argument for another day. The Guggenheim Museum. One pass admits 2 adults and 3 guests. Children under the age of 12 are free. Half-price tickets. Tickets are half-price for additional guests. Who writes these things? Please contact the museum for the hours on the day you wish to visit.
So it admits 5 guests. So the Guggenheim, that's pretty generous.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, though.
That's a saving of probably about $50-$60 right there.
It is. No, way more than
that. Probably more than that.
It's probably $25 a ticket.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That is worth the price of your library card right there alone if you go to the Guggenheim once on us.
That's right. And it's probably, the pass is $400 if you lose it, so don't lose it. Hang on to it tight. We've only had one person lose a pass ever, and the grounds for sculpture found it and mailed it back to us.
Oh.
So they were off the hook.
Nice.
We also have discount tickets available to Diggerland, Sahara Sam's Oasis in Diggerland, USA. It is an outdoor water park, 60,000 square feet of water amusements under a retractable roof. There's also an attached 2-acre outdoor water park that is Sahara Sam's. And the discount tickets.
We need to rewrite these descriptions.
This is their description.
You just mentioned water park twice.
I know. There's an indoor and an outdoor one.
Oh, okay.
Those tickets are $24.95.
It's discount tickets only.
Correct. That's $10 off. And then Diggerland is a brand new construction theme park where guests can drive, ride, and operate real-sized heavy machinery in a family-friendly environment. Those two things do not go together, in my opinion, but big-sized machinery, family-friendly. The equipment has been modified for parents and children to safely operate. Guests will also have access to the 23 on-site attractions, including a 32-foot rock wall and a 66-foot-tall ropes course. And those are also a $10 discount. We should have Sesame Place tickets.
That'd be nice.
Or discounts or something to Sesame Place.
Dorney Park?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
it's not really a museum, though, is it, Jennifer?
No, but neither is Diggerland. Or the
Sahara
Sands.
Good point. How did they crack the museum barrier?
I don't know. And we still have discount passes for the Crayola Experience, Crayola Factory, American Museum of Natural History, Da Vinci Science Center, which I think is going away soon, Grounds for Sculpture, Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum, the Red Mill Museum in Clinton, and the Stickley Museum up in North Jersey.
Very good. Thank you.
Very good. So that's all we have for today. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Media outlets in South Carolina are reporting that police are pursuing a suspect in the Charleston Church massacre. Law enforcement sources are reportedly looking for a 21-year-old Dylan Storm Roof of Columbia. He was recently arrested in March on drug charges. He's believed to be driving a black Hyundai Elantra. He was last seen wearing a gray sweatshirt with blue jeans. He is considered armed and dangerous.
This is a situation that is unacceptable in any society.
Charleston Police Chief Greg Mullen says three males and six females are dead following the violence. Among the victims are the AME Church's pastor, Clementa Pickney, who is also a South Carolina state senator. Another college student is accused of planning to carry out an ISIS-inspired attack on New York City landmarks. Fareed Mamouni's neighbors on Staten Island were stunned to learn that the 21-year-old had been arrested, describing him as helpful and respectful. Heavy rain from the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill continue drenching parts of Texas as the wet weather moves into Oklahoma and Arkansas. This is USA Headline News.
If you get up to use the bathroom multiple times a night, if you've ever had to rush to get to a bathroom or worried that a hard laugh or cough could cause an embarrassing accident, if bladder control issues are a real concern for you or your aging parents, please listen to this important message. Healthy Control is an all-natural bladder control formula with ingredients proven to relieve urgency, reduce frequency of urination, reduce embarrassing bladder leakage, and the number of nighttime trips to the bathroom. Now we're giving away a free 30-day supply to callers from this area. Call 800-918-4177 now for details. With Healthy Control, you'll feel more confident and comfortable, and finally get a full night's sleep again. Take charge of when and how often you go to the bathroom. Call now for details on how to receive your free 30-day supply of Healthy Control at 800-918-4177. Hurry, this free offer will not last long. Call 800-918-4177 to find out how to get your free 30-day supply of Healthy Control. That's 800-918-4177. Again, 800-918-4177.
The inclusion of Donald Trump in the presidential race won't stop former President Bill Clinton from supporting his wife Hillary. Clinton appeared on Comedy Central's The Daily Show on Wednesday and joked with host Jon Stewart about the billionaire's announcement earlier this week.
It was vintage Trump, you know. He has been, believe it or not, uncommonly
nice to Hillary and me. He thought Hillary was a good senator for New York after 9/11. And he is actually, he's one of the many Republicans who supported our foundation.
Earlier Wednesday, Trump told MSNBC that Bill Clinton was his favorite president since Ronald Reagan. Clinton was appearing on the show promoting the Clinton Global Initiative and some of its work with technology. The former president tells The Daily Show the Clinton Global Initiative is working on providing technology jobs everywhere.
There are a lot of people in rural parts of America could make a perfectly good living if they could operate more online, and they can't do it